Well, good afternoon, everybody. This is Julie Cayley, broker owner of Merced Homes Realty, located in Merced, California. And today is Friday, March 11th, 2016, and it is 1 p.m. I really appreciate you tuning in live to listen to this podcast broadcast of Investing in HUD Homes. And for those of you who were not able to make it live, no worries. We do make the podcast available shortly after the show is over, and you will find a link to it on our website and our iTunes channel at the Blog Talk Radio webpage as well. So we do post it in a few different places so that you can go back and listen to it at your convenience. And if this is your first time listening, welcome, and I really appreciate you taking time out of your day today to listen to what I have to tell you about HUD Homes. And today our topic is investing in HUD homes. So again, thank you for being here. Once again, my name is Julie Cayley. I'm the broker owner of Merced Homes Realty, located at 920 West 18th Street in Merced. And we do sell HUD homes in the greater Merced County area. And we sell real estate all throughout the Central Valley, ranging from Madera, Chowchilla, Merced, those kind of small towns around there, up to Modesto and those surrounding towns as well. So we cover the entire Central Valley and up and down the 99, as I like to say. So again, I really appreciate you tuning in. If you want to reach me via phone, you can reach me at 209-385-1200. And of course, you can find me online at Merced Homes Realty. It's M-E-R-C-E-D-H-O-M-E-S Realty.com, and you can contact us through our website as well. And of course, on our website, we have a lot of great resources for you regarding HUD homes, some information about HUD homes, and of course, we have all of our current listings with virtual tours, pictures, prices, and all the particulars on our website as well. So it really is a good source for you to stop by and see what we have available. So let's jump right into today's topic in investing in HUD homes. And every time that I do a training or podcast or outreach on HUD homes, I'd like to also talk about what exactly is a HUD home, because it is the most common question that I get, even after selling HUD homes for several years in our area. We've had times in the last five or six areas where we've had a lot of HUD homes for sale. We've had other times where the inventory's been a little bit lighter. So it's always a good reminder to talk about what is a HUD home. So I'm just going to read to you the definition of what a HUD home is based off of the Selling Broker Handbook that BLB Resources, the asset manager, puts out for us to use for informational purposes. A HUD home is a home that has gone into mortgage default with a loan that is insured by the Federal Housing Administration, which is abbreviated as FHA. These homes are referred to as a HUD home. When this occurs, the lender takes possession of the property and conveys ownership to HUD. HUD then sells the home through their asset manager contractor, such as BLB Resources. A HUD home may be a single-family house, a townhouse, a condominium, a mobile home, or a multiple-family attached home up to four units. Basically, anything that could have gotten an FHA loan on it could possibly become a HUD home. The next question we get quite a bit is, who can buy a HUD home? And that's a really important question, too, and it does kind of play into how we're going to be talking about investing in HUD homes today. So who can purchase a HUD home? A HUD home can be purchased by an individual, a company, a HUD-approved nonprofit organization, or a government entity that can secure financing or pay cash for the property. So there are typically four different types of buyers: the individual, type number two, the company, type number three, a HUD-approved nonprofit, type number four, a government entity. But we mainly focus on the individuals or companies. Please note that a local listing broker, their affiliates, owners, managers, employees, sales agents, brokers, and family members and business partners of the aforementioned are prohibited from purchasing any HUD homes. Employees of the HUD subcontractor are also prohibited, as well as their family members. Okay, so in addition to those four types of buyers, there's one more as well called a good neighbor next door buyer, and that's a special program that HUD runs. So we're going to focus on the main two types of buyers that I typically deal with. One is an owner-occupant buyer, and the second is an investor buyer. So the definition of an owner-occupant buyer in terms of a HUD purchase or purchasing a HUD home is a person who plans to live in the property as their primary residence for at least 1 year and who has not purchased another HUD home as an owner-occupant within the past 2 years. So the distinction is somebody there who's going to be buying the home with the intention to live in it. The second type of buyer or purchaser type, and the one that we're going to be focusing on for this podcast or this informational session, is the investor. So this is HUD's definition of an investor. And this is a question that we get a lot as well. So I'm just going to read to you again off of the handbook of how they define an investor buyer. An investor purchaser is someone who buys the property as a second home or as an investment, or who does not qualify as an owner-occupant. So a second home is considered an investor buyer. Okay, and the reason why is because it's not your primary residence. If we reflect back on that first definition, owner-occupant is someone who plans to live in it as their primary residence. So a second home or vacation home is not a primary residence. So that's an important distinction. We do get that question quite a bit, or have had it quite a bit in the past. So I always like to just really go over that to make sure that everybody understands what exactly we're talking about when we talk about an investor buyer. It's a really important distinguishing factor in HUD's eyes for a few different reasons. Number one, one of the goals of HUD through their selling of their HUD properties is to promote home ownership. So there is preference that goes to owner-occupant. Okay, that's one critical reason why it's important that we get the correct definitions for owner-occupant versus investor. Another reason is HUD uses a completely different contract for owner-occupants versus investors. So it's two totally different contracts. Yes, they have some similarities, but there's some key things that are different about the contract that, again, reiterates why it's so important to know if you're buying it as an investor or an owner-occupant, because we have specific contracts that we use for each one of those parties. And the rules are a little bit different, or the terms of the contract are a little bit different depending on if you're an owner-occupant versus an investor. So the next thing I'd like to go over with you is, where do you find these HUD homes? You may have heard about them before, but are just not quite sure where to find them. So what I can tell you is that all of the HUD homes listed throughout the entire country are housed at one website, and it has the most current information about all of the HUD homes. And that website is HUDHomeStore.com. And I'm just going to go over the spelling with you as well. It's HUD, H-U-D, Home, H-O-M-E, Store, S-T-O-R-E, .com. And at HUDHomeStore.com, it's got the current inventory for the entire country. So it's kind of a one-stop shop if you're looking for properties anywhere within the country. And the great thing about HUD Home Store is it's extremely user-friendly. It's very easy to use, and you can go to that website and play around with it as a buyer or as a buyer's agent as well, and get a feel for it. What I like to tell investors to do are two different ways that you can search, or tips with working with HUD Home Store, or actually three different things. So when you go to HUD Home Store on the initial screen, or the homepage of HUD Home Store, if you scroll down just below the map of the United States, you'll see a horizontal gray box that says search properties above it, and it kind of has a different criteria filters that you can put on there. So what I recommend you typically do is go to the state that you're looking in. So for example, I'll put California. And then what I'm going to do is go to buyer type. And under buyer type, if you click on the arrow to show you all your options, if you click on investor, that's going to show you the properties that are available for investors to bid on. And then I'm going to go over here to the search button. And what it has pulled up for me is 45 properties in California available right now today on Friday, March 11th, that an investor can make an offer on. So you can start looking through these if you're looking in the California market. And I realize that's a huge area, but you would apply this to your own particular market that you're looking in. If you're not in California, you could put it in by county as well to narrow it down further. But just for the ease of showing how simple it is to search, I like to start out the explanation that way. So that's one quick and easy way to search for HUD homes. The second thing you can do is you can register in the top right corner as a public. So register as a public person, just as a buyer. If you're a realtor, a real estate agent or broker, you can register as a bidder. And what you can do is create what we call saved searches. So the saved searches will allow you to go in there and set up your criteria. And then what it'll do is it will email you every day what properties fit into your criteria. So you don't actually even have to go into HUD Home sort of search. You'll get an email in your inbox every morning, and it comes real early in the morning, that will show you what the available properties are that meet your criteria for that day. And it's a daily result. Okay. HUD Home Store posts new properties Monday through Friday right now. And occasionally that changes. It used to be Monday through Friday, then it went Monday through Saturday. Now it's back Monday through Friday. And that probably just depends on the overall inventory. But check daily. You know, log into your email every morning and see what is waiting for you. And then the third tip that I can give you is you can go to the App Store and you can download the HUD Home Store app for either your iPhone or your Droid phone. And then that way you don't have to go to the full website. You can do a quick search from your phone if you prefer to do so as well. So myself personally, I don't invest in HUD homes, right, because I'm not allowed to purchase a HUD home. But I do have a lot of owner-occupant and investor clients. And I actually utilize all of these tools to keep an eye on the market in the valley as well. So I have emails sent to me every day. I have the app on my phone, and I search that very first way that I showed you about as well or spoke to you about as well. So that is the one-stop shop for all of the HUD properties, HUDstore.com. In my market here in Central California or in the Central Valley, all of the HUD homes are also listed on the local MLS. So if you're working with an agent, they should be able to locate those for you as well. And as you're driving around in my market, all of our HUD homes are designated with our regular for sale sign. We have a HUD writer on them, and we also have what we call an all-in-one window sign that designates the property as a HUD home as well. So you should be able to identify them by driving by them as well. The next thing I want to go over with you is what we call the exclusive period versus the extended period. So when a HUD home is first listed for sale, priority is given to owner-occupants, nonprofits, and government entities. The duration of this exclusive listing period will vary depending on the property's FHA insurability. If the property is insured with escrow, the exclusive listing period is 15 days for owner-occupants, nonprofits, and government entities. If there are no winning bids, bids continue to be reviewed on a daily basis until the 15-day period ends, at which time it enters the extended period if there are no winning bids. So what does the extended listing period mean? It means it's open for all buyers, which means it's open for investor bids. So you've got a 15-day block on the properties that are insurable or insurable with escrow holdback. That's a designation that's given by HUD when they first list the property. Before you as an investor would be able to make an offer on that property. And again, remember the reason why is because HUD has a goal or a mission to promote owner occupancy. And they do that by giving that exclusive period for owner-occupant buyers to give them time to make their offer, which we think is a really great thing. The extended or the exclusive listing period is a little bit shorter for properties that are giving the uninsured or uninsured 203K eligible period. That is a 5-day exclusive listing period. And after the 6th day, if there are no winning bids, after the 5th day, on the 6th day they open them, if there are no winning bids, then they get reviewed daily and it goes to the extended listing period as well, meaning, again, can make an offer on the property, so open to all bidders. Some other things that you need to know about investing in HUD homes. All HUD homes are sold in as-is condition. As-is condition, meaning HUD will not do any repairs on the property, nor will HUD allow any repairs to be done to the property. So it's important to note that as well. They're sold strictly in as-is condition. Inspections are for your information. They are not a contingency on investor transactions with HUD. No repairs can be done prior to close of escrow, and HUD will not allow the buyer to do any repairs prior to close of escrow either. HUD typically gives 30 days for closing on an investor transaction. Sometimes an extension can be made, but the buyer would need to provide documentation showing that closing is imminent, as well as pay an extension fee. Okay, so extensions are available, but we would like to try to avoid that if possible. 30 days should be enough time to get an investor transaction sold. Bids are submitted electronically in a sealed bid format. The listing agent does not see the bids. As a listing agent, I have no idea how many offers are in on the property, what those offers look like. It is a blind bid. I do not see the bids. If a bid gets accepted, it will require original signatures, so you need to make sure that you're available to get that down to HUD within a 2-business-day window. Be prepared to have an approval letter or proof of funds dated within the last 30 days if it is a cash offer. The buyer selects the closing company and pays all of the closing fees. So the buyer selects the closing company and pays all the closing fees. The buyer is able to do inspections on the property. They have a 15-day window to do inspections. And the buyer can activate the utilities within their own name. But again, those inspections are for information only. They are not a contingency on the sale. Okay, so that's a really important distinction that differs from a lot of other types of transactions. The property does go through title and escrow to ensure that the new buyer does get clean title on the property. So that is done in a typical way that we would normally see, just like a regular transaction, right? Goes through title and escrow to ensure that the buyer gets new or gets clean title to the transaction. Once the property records and we have confirmation of recording, then the selling agent can open the door for the investor, but we cannot give the keys to the actual buyer, and because the property needs to be rekeyed upon possession to ensure the utmost safety for the new buyer. And that is the process in a nutshell of investing in HUD homes. So again, the main things you need to know: you can make a bid during that extended period time. You can find all HUD homes that are available at HUDHomestore.com, as well as on your local MLS if you're in my area. All HUD homes are sold as is. The inspections are for your information and not a contingency. No repairs can be done prior to close of escrow. HUD will not do any repairs nor allow the buyer to do any repairs. It's typically a 30-day escrow period that is given, and bids are submitted electronically in a sealed bid fashion, and you must provide original signatures, proof of funds, or an approval letter dated within the last 30 days in order to get the contract executed. And you must rekey upon possession. I hope that you do consider investing in HUD homes in the future. The inventory goes up and down, especially in my area. I think it's stronger in other parts of the state or country. So just keep your options open and keep an eye out on HUDHomestore.com. Sign up for those auto searches to make your life a little easier and let the website do the work for you. And if you have any further questions, please feel free to reach out for me, 209-385-1200. And also you can find me on Bigger Pockets as well as Julie Kaylee. And I do post my podcast there and occasionally post information about HUD homes. Again, thank you for joining me today, and I really hope that you have a wonderful day, and I hope that you found this information valuable. Thank you.